if a person composts much, they wouldn't have hardly anything.
Yeah.
I do.
Well.
It's a good idea.
Any further discussion on that, Anna?
Nope, I think that's.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item. 13H, approval of the Wrangell Medical Center's fiscal year 2015 budget.
Move to approve the Wrangell Medical Center's fiscal year 2015 budget.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
What percent of increase did we take from last year to this year?
You know, I don't really see a whole lot of increase.
I'm looking at the bottom line. There's $200,000.
That's mainly, I believe, due to the expenses for that. You're looking at the cost, right?
Yes.
Okay. There is expenses for the physical therapist, which were not a part of the hospital staff last year.
Before, right. They were contracted, yeah.
And, but also on the revenue side, the revenue is going to the hospital. I believe that's probably the biggest part of that.
I had a couple of questions, and I don't know who can answer them. I'm sorry that Marla's not here, but can I go ahead and see if someone knows the answer? Maybe Jeff or Dave or... well,
you can ask. I can okay. Say no.
Under, so page, attachment 13H-2, page 1, basically their operating revenue and expenses. If you go across the columns, it says projected FYE 2015, annualized 2014, actual 2013, projected 2012. Why is that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Generally, yeah, why don't we have a hard number for 2012?
You should.
Right.
Normally, by that time, you would have audited financial statements. And,
right.
So I'm not quite sure.
Do you think that has anything to do with the lawsuit?
Shouldn't.
Okay, so that just was...
I can ask the question. I don't know the answer, but...
Okay. And do you, what does FYE stand for?
Fiscal year ending.
Well, it's fiscal year is the FY.
F what? Fiscal year ending?
Probably 2015. So 2015, our fiscal year as the hospital is also is June 30. Mm-hmm. So our fiscal year runs from July 1. So this would be July 1 of 2014
yeah.
to June 30 of 2015. So.
Okay.
So I'm assuming we don't say it that way, but we do have the FY means fiscal year, and I'm assuming the E means ending
okay.
in 2015.
The other kind of, I guess the other biggest question I had, and this, I guess, kind of points to if, you know, we do go forward with a new hospital and a loan for the facility and that sort of thing, but what the current cash reserves are for the hospital.
I don't know what that is. It shows what they're anticipating
each year,
but I do know that there's still been some expenses for several things that are still ongoing, from the laptop as an example, and that may come back to the assembly here in the near future as far as just what you want to do, because there's enough files, and this is probably not the appropriate place to mm-hmm. discuss this. But anyway, there's some ongoing expense I think the hospital has had, but I can tell you that it seems to me that there are some things they've done that are trying to make them more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're sharing the CFO with AICS right now. So they're splitting those costs. As Dave mentioned, the physical therapist, at one time that was contracted out. And, you know, that was, you know, spending. Now those are hospital employees. And I think that has been a positive cash flow thing for them. So I think they are trying to do some things that are making them more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not an expert on the hospital, just
Well, the bottom line seems to show that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully that is an improvement, and I think we can, I think sometime in the next month or so, we will be, I'm on the building committee, and we will be bringing something to the assembly for, you know, kind of the initial conceptual direction we're looking at, we believe we can go. They're still trying to get information from the auditors on the feasibility of, you know, what can they afford to do, and then from that, they'll say, okay, this, we can't afford this, or we can. But I know the last time this was looked at, because a lot of the building costs, they can get back in their cost reporting for reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid. And I don't, like I said, I'm not an expert on that, but they can include that into their reimbursement rates. But I think one of the problems they're going to have is it takes a period of time before those. So there's going to be a window of maybe 18 months before those start coming in. So if you built a new hospital, you got these monthly debt payments, and you can't really start getting reimbursed for about 18 months, so there's going to be an expensive period of time there that they'll have to overcome. So, but we're going to be looking at all of those things, how to do that and what we can afford. And so,
would you mind?
But I am not an expert on the hospital.
On those two questions, could you get back to us? Just email us the answer.
So you want 2000, what was the answer?
Projected.
2012.
Yeah, why is it projected?
Labeled projected. What was the other?
And what the current cash reserves are.
I wish somebody from the hospital would have been here tonight to hear these issues.
So, and usually they, I would say, like, usually the magic number is as of the end of the fiscal year, so I would just say the cash, you know, what the reserve is as of June 30, probably.
Sure.
Well, I'm a little concerned on the salaries and benefits. You from 13 to 14, we went up almost $750,000. Why was such a jump in one fiscal year?
And I don't know the answers. I can tell you that the physical therapist would have been one of those, because before they were.
I hope we're not paying him $750,000.
No, it was. I think it was a combination of things. I think both that happened, and I think at one time a lot of the nurses were contracted from these places that, and now they're trying to get more of them that are employees versus.
They were traveling nurses.
Traveling nurses, yeah. Where you pay, not only you pay the cost of the nurse, but you pay the company that contracts them. Now, for a more specific answer, I would have to ask the question, because I really don't know. But I do know that there are some things like that that have changed up there. So, because it looks like here, you know, the total expenses here. So the operating expenses on page one, it looks like it went from about 5.5 to about 5.7 on this first page.
Mm-hmm. But the year before that, I think, is what he's talking
here,
about.
Yeah, I'm looking at the year before that.
Oh, here?
Yeah. You looked at the year before, you had a huge increase. That,
right. And I couldn't, I just don't know the answer to that.
I'm just curious of why there was such a huge jump in that. I mean, your income has jumped, but so have your expenses. But I'm sure all the costs have went up as well to pay for it.
I know, based on our insurance premiums for the city.
Well, that could be part of it.
Nothing's going down.
Well, let's see if we continue that for the next 10 years, where we're going to be.
Yeah. I know. And maybe this is, you know, for a discussion later with the workshop with the hospital folks, because like I said,
it'd be nice if
I'm throwing darts in the dark here, and I know some of the things that have happened, but I certainly don't know the details of this.
Hmm.
good.
Well, there seems to be a lot of questions, and there's a motion on the floor to approve it. So if people want these questions answered, either have to remove, withdraw that motion, or...
I'm willing to go ahead with the motion and vote on it, given, you know, and have Jeff follow up on those specific questions.
And then at the next meeting, we certainly can invite them down here, if you'd like a workshop with, you know, at 6:30 or something like that, so that you can talk about some of the stuff here to...
Personally, I believe when, you know, the hospital building issue comes forward, when you're ready, you know, that they're going to be in front of us, and we're going to be thoroughly looking at budget and costs and all those issues, so I think, you know, this is sort of just a primer to get us ready to talk about that. So I think we'll be digging in more in depth.
We will.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem moving the budget forward at this time.
I know one problem probably is, too, is that this last year, they really didn't have a budget. It was approved by the assembly because of the transition and all the problems. They were allowed to suspend that requirement at that time, so... Any other discussion or questions or anything? All vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Item 13I, approval of the Rango Marine Service Center Water Filtration Shed Project.
Staff recommends that the assembly authorize the borough manager to enter into a contract with John Taylor and Sons Incorporated for the construction of the Marine Service Center Water Filtration Shed in the contract amount of $63,650, to be paid from grant funds from DCCED.
Second.
I move in second. Any discussion?
I just kind of, what is this, Walter? There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
One of the early phases of the Marine Service Center was putting the original lift in, and then the phase right after that was we put in this filtration system as part of the stormwater prevention. You can only wash your boat over this grain. It runs through a filtration system and goes into the sewer. Well, in the wintertime, it freezes. And so several years now, we've been going to do something. But you put an electric boiler in and put some piping through that system, keep it thawed. This shed, they also needed some storage for straps and different things. So the shed goes over top of that, most of that system, the filters and all. And there's room for them to put a pallet of straps in there, too. But it'll have a heated slab floor, and it's like it's 16 by 24. It's a heated slab floor, electric boiler, 200 amp panel to run all this stuff. And then there's an extra circuit for tubing to get wound through into the inlet drain out in front of where the travel lift goes, so that it can keep that thawed as well. And they'll be storing their new little forklift in there and some other things. But that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, it's to keep the pipe, everything from freezing up.
Yep.
That's required by the environmental situation.
Yeah. They did it was a big process they went through to get that yard all permitted properly with the stormwater prevention folks, and they're pretty good. They're pretty careful about trying to keep up with it. You know, if in the wintertime it freezes and it sheets off and runs into the bay, they don't want that to happen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Any further questions or comments? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It is, you have a report. Any questions or comments on that? Item 15, executive session, we took care of that item in open session, so we move on to item 16 is adjournment, and we will adjourn at 8:34.